You're listening to Times Have Changed, the title track to the latest album by Chicago's Ronnie Baker Brooks. He performed Saturday at the Elnora Guitar Festival in Urbana. Brooks tells GLT's John Norton via Skype that for the recording of this album, he left his guitar pedals at home.
I plugged straight into the amp through a Gibson guitar. That was an adjustment for me at first, mentally. I've done it before playing live, but maybe one or two tracks I've done it recording. But usually I had some, like when I'm doing my solos or whatever, I have some kind of distortion or some kind of pedal effect on it. And for this record, it was just straight into the amp, man. And it was, all the distortion you hear is just from the amp.
What does your body, what does your mind feel when you hear the guitar coming back at you a different way? Do you just go, God, this doesn't sound right? Or, I mean, how does it throw you off your game at first?
Well, at first, you got to mess around with it. You got to get comfortable with what you're hearing and adjust to the track that you're playing to. And what you hear back from the amplifier definitely reflects on what you play. And what you're hearing back from the track as well, it reflects on what you play. So I just tried to get into the track and play with a little more soul.
So in a way, would it be fair to say that was a crutch of yours that you had to break?
It could have been. You know, I grew up with, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, Carlos Santana, you know, the rock stuff. And you know, you're hearing the distortion. And
sure.
Whereas with the blues, you know, B.B. King and Freddie King and Albert King, they basically just went straight to the amp, man. And a lot of the distortion that you heard probably was just from the amp being cranked. But basically what you heard was them playing with their fingers straight into an amplifier. So it was cool. But I wouldn't say it was a crutch. It's just a different approach to recording.
Okay. Is there an example you could use on Times Have Changed? Is there any way to explain through one of the songs that are on the album?
Well, you know, the song I did with Bobby Blue Bland, Old Love, it's an Eric Clapton, Robert Cray song. And I had luckily enough to have Bobby Blue Bland sing on the record with me. I played that record, that song, live many times before I've recorded it for this record. And normally I would have distortion and get like a Ernie Isley thing on it. You know, like Ernie Isley from the Isley Brothers,
sure,
or
yeah,
like a Hendrix thing. And whereas this one, it was more just straight, clean approach. And so I just relied on soul and just what I felt at the time. Opposed to, if you listen to The Torch, you may listen to On the Other Side of Love, it's real distorted. I think it's a growth thing too, man. It's just basically getting comfortable with what you're hearing back, with what you're playing. I trusted Steve Jordan, our producer. That was the first thing he said was, leave the pedal boards on the bus. So that was,
right,
you know, it was a great, great challenge for me. And I'm glad that I went through it. And I believe it made me a better musician, especially my approach to playing.
When I'm lying in bed, it's just too much confusion. Well,
the song you're hearing is Old Love. It's on the most recent album by our guest, Ronnie Baker Brooks. Times Have Changed is the name of the album, and this is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Well, Bobby Blue Bland just passed away. You must have got him for your album not long before he passed away.
Yeah, we cut the record with him back in January of 2013, and then he passed that June. And I talked to his son, Rod Bland, and his wife, Willie Mae, and they said that was the last thing that he recorded.
Wow.
That's what Rod told me.
Wow.
Fortunately, I got it on record, but unfortunately, that was the last song, and also the last song recorded with my father was Twine Time, and my father passed away in April. So, we had a couple of people that passed away when we started, you know, before the end of the recording this record, and I talked to Steve Jordan about that, and he was like, well, you have the legacy record. And that helped me get over the emotional part of it, you know, and understand that I'm blessed to have these great icons grace the record with me.
Clementine is the name of the song. It's featuring Lonnie Brooks, the father of our guest, Ronnie Baker Brooks. We met, you and I met face-to-face in 2003 when you played down here in Bloomington at the Nothing But the Blues Festival. And you talked about your father at that time, and you mentioned what, at that time you said, what a no-nonsense guy he was as a father when you were growing up. But he also talked about the qualities that he instilled in you as a professional, because you played with your father for many years, and you played, obviously, on your own as well. What are some of those intangibles? What are some of those qualities that your father and maybe your mother too instilled into you professionally that, boy, you're really glad that you have now?
Well, you know, growing up, John, the first thing both parents taught me was to respect others. You know, just respect others. And Dad applied that teaching towards the band. You respect your bandmates, you respect your band, you treat them as you want them to be treated, as you want it to be treated. And you take care of the hands that take care of you. And that was one of the intangibles I would call it. Because if you be around my dad, if you were around my dad, you saw these things and how he handled each person. You got maybe six or seven different personalities, and you handle each person within their personality and keep them on the same page on being in band and or creating music or in a studio, whatever the situation comes to be. And I learned that from watching Dad on how he handled and always stayed professional, even with me being his son, where it was times where I stepped out of the box and it wasn't right, and he had to check me and say, hey, son, that's not right. And he handled that professional. And that was definitely one of the intangibles of running the band. And, you know, he allowed me to see how it was done from the ground up, from creating the music, preparing, creating a good work ethic, to take care of the business, to the whole thing. So I'm blessed, and I would not be able to do what I'm doing today the way I'm doing it today if it wasn't for my dad, Lonnie Brooks.
That don't know, Lonnie Brooks is considered a blues legend, and not just a Chicago blues legend, but a blues legend. And Ronnie is your son. How, you mean, you described it, the behind the scenes stuff. What do you think is his legacy in the blues?
My dad was different. He was just different musically, his personality. He was a fun guy. He always liked to have fun. He always had a smile on his face. His music, it has so many different styles infused in it, where it became his own little sound, basically. I remember you spoke of Bruce Iglar. I remember when he first started recording with Bruce Iglar, and he came up with these songs, and they were in, you know, rehearsing for these for the sessions, and you know, Dad was playing this stuff, and it was like it was like Chinese arithmetic at first, you know. Like, what the hell is this? Uh-huh. You know, but then it came into this thing, man, and you could feel this energy, you know. And I was around it. You know, matter of fact, I was helping him create some of that stuff on the early Alligator stuff. Didn't know what I was doing, John. I was just playing around with the guitar. My dad was just wise enough to listen to what I was doing. And he always said, you can learn something from anybody. You can learn something from a child. Hmm. And I was very young, just, you know, picking up the instrument. And of course, I'm going to play something that probably never been heard before, because I hadn't heard anything previously.
And you didn't know what the rules were probably either. So you, right?
Right. And my dad was smart enough to grab all that, man, and just put it into a song, man. And it just became a different thing for him. And the sound, you know, he was playing his SG guitar. He was plugged straight into an amp as well. And he had a different approach to it, whereas back then, a lot of the artists were playing the 1-4-5 style, or, you know, the traditional Chicago blues. Where my dad had the Louisiana funk in it, he had the Zydeco in it, he had the rock and roll, because he was a rock and roll guy from Texas as well. And then he had the blues too, and soul music. He was doing soul for Chess. He did a soul recording for Chess. So all these different elements was in his music, and it just made him different to me, as I've gotten older and listened to the other artists now, I see the difference and totally now, whereas before I was just in it, you know, I didn't know the difference, you know, and I'm just blessed that I was around all of that stuff at a very, very early age, man.
I want you to show me a man out there that's got a good woman. Show. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. Show me a man that's got a good woman. I'll show you a man that'll go to work humming. He knows he's got some good loving coming at the end of his working day.
Chicago blues man Ronnie Baker Brooks talked via Skype with GLT's John Norton. Brooks performs Saturday night at the Elnora Guitar Festival in Urbana.